Today is Sunday the 17th of May, beginning the seventh week of Easter. The community of Teze sings Christus din Ande. Jesus, your spirit in us is a wellspring of everlasting life. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
After Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you. Since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence, with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one."
Jesus realizes he may well soon face suffering and death. So he now prays with great feeling to God his Father. "Father," he says, "the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so your Son may glorify you." Can you get in touch with the feelings of Jesus at that moment, as you hear these words now? Jesus continues with great concern for us as he prays, "Father, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Sometimes it's hard to find meaning in life, eternal life. It's hard to realize how much God loves us, and other people too. Wait patiently for God to show you how deeply he loves and cares for you. Hear Jesus say, "All mine are yours, and yours are mine." Let the example of Jesus' love for his Father and for others seep into your heart. As the reading is repeated, notice again the closeness of Jesus with the Father. Notice his deep concern for his apostles, and by implication, you.
After Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I'm not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one.
Maybe this prompts you to think of someone you know who is searching, but seems to have lost touch with God, or someone who is having a hard time. Perhaps you can ask the Lord to show you how you can be of help today if an opportunity occurs. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.